Welcome to the Swim Swam Podcast. I'm today's host, Coleman Hodges. Joining us today, we have two-time All-American NCAA, four-time Big Ten champion. She was the Big Ten swimmer of the championships in 2023, Big Ten freshman of the year in 2022. You're on a roll. What are you going to do junior year? Sorry. Today, we're sitting down with Anna Poplowski. What's up, Anna? How's it going?
Good. How are you? Doing well.
Doing great. You're doing great. You guys just started training in your outdoor pool at Indiana for the summer. Just first, to me, there's nothing better in the world than swimming outdoors. How do you feel about swimming outside?
I honestly love it. It's kind of like the best thing ever. Being from the Midwest and growing up in the Midwest, like, we don't really have many outdoor pools where I live back in Illinois. So just being able to train outside and having those first few practices be outdoors, it's really refreshing just going into the summer, being able to get some tan, get some sun.
I hear you there. I'm from Missouri. So for those of you who aren't familiar with the Midwest, just one state over from Illinois. So growing up, it was similar. It was like we swam indoors 10 months a year, but then those sweet summer months, you got to train outside and it's so sweet. So congrats on making it outdoors. We were just talking about this, but I think it would be fun for our audience just to hear it. So tell me about the training schedule of when you are able to swim outside, because I know you don't swim outside every practice every week. It kind of switches up in the groups. So when will you get to swim outside on a week-to-week basis?
Yeah, so usually in the mornings I'm in mid-distance. So most of the mid-distance practices are outside in the morning, and then sprint practices will be at night. And the beginning of my week is mainly heavily focused on like mid-distance practices. So Monday morning, I'll be outside, and then Monday night, I'll be inside doing a purple practice, which is still like part of that mid-distance group. And then Tuesday morning, I'll be outside for a kick set. We do short interval kick on Tuesday morning. And then Tuesday night, we'll be back indoors because, like I said, sprint is outside in the afternoons at night. And then Wednesday morning, I have 500 group, which is inside. That's like one of the practices that's inside for mid distance. And then Wednesday night is actually what we call Vacation Wednesday for the mid distance and distance people. So it's just like an afternoon off, just kind of like focusing on recovery, just doing what you need to prepare for the rest of the week. And then the second half of my week is more like sprint, mid sprint focused. So Thursday morning, I'm actually outside, and Thursday night. So Thursday morning, I'm in mid sprint blue with our sprint coach. And then Thursday night, I have recovery outside. And then Friday morning, I'm back with the mid D group, just kind of finishing off the week with a more like short mid distance practice. That's outside again. And then Friday night is just more of a red aerobic, kind of get ready for Saturday. And then Saturday, the whole team is outside for the summer, which is fun because we have two extra lanes for our outdoor pool than we do in our indoor pool. And so we have a little bit more space, which is like kind of nice. And just having the whole team be outside for our last practice of the week before the weekend it's really fun.
So the outdoor pool, does that mean it's 10 lane, 50 meter?
I think it's 8 lanes. Wait.
You said you had two more lanes than your pool.
Yeah, it's 10 lanes. It's 10 lanes. It's 10 lanes. And then our indoor pool.
Okay. Wow. That's a nice outdoor pool.
Yeah, it's nice.
Is that like a city pool? Like, do people go there and like just swim for fun when you aren't lap swimming in it?
Yeah. It's nice. But during like COVID times, like the pool closed and stuff. So like it reopened last year, like after like COVID was kind of, things were starting to lift again. And like the pool last year was just like packed. I worked as a lifeguard last year. And so like, just like seeing like people come in for like swimming, like just like for fun, like it was just crazy. There was just like there's tons of people there like throughout the whole summer. It was fun.
Nice. Okay. We need to talk about real swimming things and not just outdoor leisurely swimming things. Vacation Wednesdays. I love that. That's great. It seems like a nice break in the week too. However, you're here because you just went 157.0 in the 200 long course freestyle at the Indy Spring Cup, making you the number two American this season in the long course 200 meter freestyle. At Westmont last month, you dropped a huge PB. You ended up being 158.0 in prelims. You went from, I think, a 159 to a 158.4. And then again, you dropped 0.4, 158.0 in finals. And you dropped a full second in a month. Can you tell me about these swims? What's gone well for you so far in this long course season, aside from just these massive time drops? And what tell us the secret of dropping 2.5 seconds in a matter of a month.
I think the biggest thing coming off of like short course season and like championship season, Big Tens, NCAAs, is just like the consistency. I didn't take like too big of a break after NC. I think I took like 2 or 3 days. So nothing like too dramatic to like keep me out of the pool and like kind of get me out of shape for too long. So I think I was just trying to focus on like staying consistent as we were adding more long course practices after short course season. And we do like long course training like year round. Like we have like 2 to 3 practices a week, like long course. So I think like having that transition from short course season, like right into like going to Westmont, like really helped me because just like having those long course practices under my belt. But going into Westmont, I was just really open-minded, just seeing like what I could do first meet of the year. I remember last year we went to San Antonio, and it was like our first long course practice, like after like NCAAs and stuff. And it actually like went pretty well for me. So I was like, okay, like let's see what we can do this year. And then like I went a 158 and I was like, whoa, okay, this is pretty good. Like, let's see what I can do in finals. And you know, I was racing some really fast people and back in like my home state in Illinois, like it was really fun. I had a really good time at that meet. Some of our pros were there. They're awesome. They were just really being like supportive of me, and same with my teammates that were all there. We had a big group there. And then just kind of focusing on the next few weeks from like Westmont to Indy Cup, we started transitioning from our short course schedule to our like long course schedule. So we started adding long course practices. It was a little bit of a transition at first, just because like, I don't know, like adding long course practices is always hard. Like it's always a transition to kind of keep adding more yardage and keep adding more like endurance stuff to your schedule. So I was just kind of like being optimistic, kind of being positive, just seeing like, you know, kind of focusing on training. I was having a lot of weekly meetings with my coaches, just kind of talking about what we can do in the next up in the upcoming weeks, like with training and just kind of staying consistent. And then like Indy Cup rolled around and I love the Natatorium. It's like my favorite pool in the country. It's awesome. I've been going there since I was like 8 years old. And so we all just like went to that meet. We were just having fun. And Ray told me in the morning, he was like, whatever you do, I just want your last 50 to be a 29. Just kind of getting exposure to bringing the race home fast. So I was like, okay, like I can do that. Like if I go out in a 136, like I could bring it home in a 29, like just go out really slow. And I was like, no, I probably shouldn't do that. But so I ended up going out pretty fast. I ended up coming home in a 29. I was really excited about that. And I look at my time and I was like, it's 158.5. Like, okay, like this is pretty good. Like, let's see if I can do this tonight. So then the goal for the night was to do the same thing, try and bring it home in a 29 again, but see if I can bring one of my other 50 splits, not my first one, one of my other 50 splits in a 29 as well. Just kind of like getting exposure to kind of going hard and like bringing those races home. So I was like, okay, let's
Were
see if I
the
can do
in the
it.
mo in the morning were the middle 230s?
Yes.
Okay.
So I went out in 27. I think the two middle ones were 30s, and then the last one was 29. And then at night, I ended up doing a 27, a 29, a 29, and then a 30. So I didn't bring the last one home in a 30, but my two middle 50s were 29s, which I was extremely grateful for that. I was like, all right, let's go. I was just kind of focusing on taking it out smooth, and just kind of having the same mindset as the morning, but you know, like after a nap and kind of finals, a little bit more like hype for finals. I was like, all right, let's just see what we can do tonight. And then I saw the board and I was just really surprised, the 157. So yeah.
Did the 157, did you feel like the last 50 was a 29? You know, like take me through that race and how it felt for you. I mean, you said you kind of took it out smooth, but compare it to the morning swim and how you went, you know, 27 30s and then 29 at the end versus you were 27 29s in the middle and then that 30. But did it feel like a 29?
Honestly, it felt like a 31. Like it felt really hard. I remember pushing off on that last 50 and like trying to do underwaters, and I was like, all right, just try and get two or three underwaters. And I came up right away and I was like, all right, nail some straight arm off your wall, like let's just see if you can go. And one thing I like about India is there's this huge line on the bottom where it's halfway, so I was like, all right, I'm at halfway, like let's keep going. But from the morning, I'd probably say I remember like taking it out in the morning, like my first 50 being like pretty smooth, and I try to do the same thing at night, keep it smooth. And then just kind of building as the race goes on. So like as the second 50 comes, I usually kind of have my second 50 be a little bit more laid back just cause like my first 50 is kind of all like adrenaline. Like I always feel good, but I'm always going to go out like faster than my other 50s. So like it's just pretty much adrenaline. But my second 50, I try and be a little bit more laid back. And then my third 50 and my last 50, I just treat it as like 100 back end, like we do in practices. Just kind of focus on building that third 50 and then just everything I got, bring it home on the fourth 50.
Did you have any idea that of how fast you were going? I mean, obviously I'm guessing you thought it was faster than the morning, but did you have any context clues? Could you hear your teammates cheering? You know, I'm guessing you were pretty far ahead of the rest of the field.
Yeah. I remember on the third 50, I was breathing to the side of my team, and you know, my team's great. They're always screaming when I'm swimming and other people are swimming. I love watching them and seeing their like energy on the deck. And I could tell by Ray, cause Ray, like his first 50, my first 50, he was just kind of like this, just kind of watching, just kind of analyzing me. And I was like, all right, like I'm just not gonna get right when I breathe. So, but by my third 50, when I was like breathing that same way, I was seeing Ray just going crazy on the deck. I was like, okay, like maybe I should just like keep going fast, like see where this can take me. But same with my teammates too. They're awesome. They're all cheering me on and they were screaming. I could definitely tell by them. But yeah, that's as far as like my teammates go. Yeah.
So having had a little time to process this, you've had these massive drops, as you said, you've been really consistent in practice, been talking to your coaches about training plans on a weekly basis. Let's talk a little bit about that. You're 2 years into your college career now. You've been at Indiana for 2 years now. Just how do you feel like you've developed as an athlete in terms of approaching your swimming? Because I'm guessing coming in, you know, as a high school swimmer, you just have better ideas of what you need as an athlete and how you need to approach a week to week schedule versus I assume high schoolers, or, you know, freshmen in college, you're just kind of like, all right, I'm swimming. And there doesn't really need to be a plan, but it seems like you've got your plan pretty dialed in at this point.
Yeah. I remember coming in freshman year, just kind of like treating everything as a first. So I was like, all right, like first dual meet, like, let's have fun. Let's hang out with my friends and first midseason meet, like first Big Tens, like everything was just like a first, just kind of like getting that exposure to everything, just being so new and so different than high school swimming and club swimming, because it looked really different. Like on my club team, I drove an hour away every day for club. And I kind of like a little bit lacked like the social side of like high school, because like we didn't have a high school pool, so like I didn't really do high school season, so it was just like really different when I was in high school compared to like being in college and like college swimming and like being on a team. And it was all just like so like uplifting when I first came to IU, like huge team, like many coaches, many resources, like trainers, like it was all just like so new. So I just kind of treated everything as like, all right, like let's just like have fun, like not to say I wasn't like working hard and stuff, but it was all just like, once again, just really new. And I remember one of the first weeks of training, coming into sophomore year, I was like, okay, we know what to expect this year. Like, let's see where we can take it and like let's try and run with it. And so I just started becoming more consistent in practices. And as I was having like weekly meetings with my coaches, like they were telling me that I was like staying consistent, and consistency is the best part of like being successful. And so I kind of took that and like ran with it. And I tried my best to do everything I could with like sleep and nutrition and all these little outside factors that all ultimately play a role in like being successful in the pool. So I just kind of like took like being consistent as like my biggest thing. And I remember doing really well at midseason, and I was like, okay, like we got training trip coming up, and training trip was like a big part of like this year and kind of carrying that momentum into like championship season. And just kind of like staying consistent throughout practices, being able to hit the same paces and the same times, if not going faster when I feel like I can like kind of push myself over the edge to go faster. But yeah, I would just say like consistency has been the biggest change from like freshman year to sophomore year.
Do you feel like there are now, or just last year, there are things that, this is going to sound kind of intense, but derail you from being, you know, staying on that consistent schedule, whether it is your nutrition or you, what you're doing in practice, or your recovery? I mean, do you feel like there are either things you've cut out from freshman year, or things you're still kind of figuring out the balance to now when you're trying to stay consistent in a training schedule like that?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, like I think the biggest thing is like balance, just kind of like balancing like my friends and like my social life and just kind of like in school, definitely during the school year. But I think like, honestly, I like it more being a little bit more disciplined and just kind of like focusing on like nutrition and, I don't know, going to the grocery store and buying my own food. Like, it's something that is like different than like when I was on like club and stuff. But I have like total control over doing all of it basically outside of the pool. I mean, and inside the pool, like how I'm training and stuff. But, you know, outside of the pool, like I'm on my own for like sleep, nutrition, all these outside factors. So it's just kind of like what I do with it that matters. And I think like from freshman year to like now, I've almost enjoyed it more just because of how much it's like paying off and how much I'm like actually like seeing like the benefits of like kind of being dialed in and being like focused on working on those outside factors.
Yeah. So let's talk about this year, the college season. You know, as I said at the top of the podcast, Big 10 swimmer of the championships this year. You won the 200 free, you won the 200 back. And then going into NC2As, I believe you were right on your best or just a little off in those two events. You were A final in the 200 free, you won the B final in the 200 back. You got to swim on relays with your sister, which is also something I'd love to talk about. But coming off of this short course season, heading into the long course season, yeah, you mentioned you only took a couple days off, but just mentally and emotionally, how are you feeling? Do you feel like the season was a success? Do you feel like you were still kind of hungry for more?
Yeah, I think this year, like the biggest difference from last year was being a little bit more successful. And I think that kind of drived me to be motivated for like training for long course. Like, I'm like more of a person that like my confidence kind of comes from like, again, like being successful and like being like consistent and like my training and stuff. So like when I know I'm doing things right, like with my training and stuff, it kind of motivates me to work harder instead of just like when I have a good practice, like, all right, let's go to McDonald's tonight. Like just like something like that. Like, okay. Like it kind of motivates me to like stay on that train of like doing well. So like coming off of like short course season, when I like reached like the majority of my goals of like becoming an All-American and becoming a Big 10 champion, like those were all like really rewarding to me, like to carry over into like starting to train for long course and just like kind of seeing where I could take it and seeing like how I could kind of build off of that energy and build off of like those successes to see where it could go.
Did you have any goals for the short course season that you didn't meet?
When I make my goals, I kind of underestimate myself and like how much I like am capable of, which like sounds bad. Like I've been like working on it with like my coaches and stuff. Like they're always like telling me like I need to reach higher, like with my goals and stuff, because I'm like capable of doing like more. But I reached like more than I expected with like NCAAs and Big Tens, and it was a really great season. I had a lot of fun, especially like with my sister being there for her last year. And it was just, it was more than enough. And I think that's just really helped me like with like confidence and carrying it on the pool deck with my teammates and just kind of overall like having a good time and just like focusing on swimming and focusing on just having fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you got to, you've gotten to swim with your sister at Indiana for 2 years now. She was a senior this year. She's retired. She's done. Maybe you can shed some light if she's going to still swim masters or not. But, you know, you guys not, you not only got to be on the same team, but you got to go 1-2 in relays at NC2As. You know, it's like you guys got to share something pretty special. So just especially this season and going into championship season, can you speak to, getting to do that not only with your teammates who you spend every day with, but your sister who probably knows you as an athlete as well as a person better than most?
Yeah. Noelle is definitely my best friend. We just have the same humor and we think the same and we do pretty much everything the same when it comes to like, I don't know, everything with like swimming and stuff. So just being able to spend time with her and have an extra year, like her taking her fifth year was like more than awesome. I remember coming in like freshman year, we were like, all right, like we got 1 year together, like let's make it the most. Let's see how much fun we can have, like whatever. But then when she decided to take her fifth year, we're like, okay, like this is fun. Like this is more than we anticipated. So let's just see what we can do this season, swimming outside of swimming, like just having fun with each other, just being able to spend time with each other before like she graduates and stuff. And it's been a little bit of a transition, like not having her like on the pool deck and not seeing her face every day and not messing around with her on the deck before we split our ways for our own practices and coming into the locker room after practice and just talking about how much like how much we like had a hard practice or I don't know. It's nice. We're also like neighbors, which is nice. We live in the same apartment complex. So she's still around like now that she's done swimming and stuff. But I think once she moves out, it'll probably like fully hit me. Like not having her on the deck and stuff is fine. But I think like once she fully moves out and kind of takes her own path, whether with whatever that might be, it'll like probably like fully hit me. But no, we've definitely gotten a lot closer. Like I would say these last 2 years, like being able to swim together. We swam together when I was like in high school and she was a senior. And like, we were pretty close then, but then she like went to college and we were kind of separated for a few years. And then I decided to come here and we kind of got a couple extra years together, which was awesome. So yeah, no time with her has ever been taken for granted.
Yeah. I had an older brother who swam also, who like we swam together in high school, and yeah, it was really unique and something that really brought us together. Would you all, so you swim primarily freestyle backstroke. She's primarily breaststroke. I am. Did you ever train together at IU?
Yeah, we actually did mid D practices in the morning. So Monday morning and Friday morning, and then Saturday mornings, it's kind of split up into just three specific groups: distance, middle distance, and sprint. So we did mid D practices there. But we kind of separated our own ways from there. She was always in breaststroke group. The nights that I was in like sprint group, which was honestly a blessing in disguise because my parents, like them coming to meets and stuff, they could watch like all the different events. Like she would be doing breaststroke, IM, maybe some like fly here and there, I don't know. And I'd be doing freestyle and backstroke in the sprint event. So there was always something for them to watch, which I don't know. I think they really enjoyed that. So there was always just something for them to be carried over into watching.
Yeah. So would you ever go head to head in terms of like, was there an event like maybe the 100 IM that like the middle ground for you guys?
One time freshman year, I think we were swimming. It was one of our smaller dual meets. We both decided to swim the 200 fly, which neither of us do. Like I have never swum the 2 fly before in like my whole swimming career. I don't think she has either. Maybe like one or two times, and we were like, all right, like, let's send the two fly, like, the better sister wins. And we were so nervous going into it. We were like, we were going to the bathroom every like 10 minutes. We were just like really worked up for this event. I don't know why, but we were just like, we were dialed in. We were like, all right, like, this race is going to determine like everything. And I remember like I took my first 100 out, like, even though maybe in like a 59 or like a 100 or maybe like a 101, like faster than she did. I was like, okay, I got it in the bag. And then I just died. Like, I hit a wall and I was like, I don't like this event anymore. Like, this isn't fun. And she started coming up on me and she ended up beating me. And I was like, all right, you know what? Like, first 100 wins. Like, next time we'll distinguish first 100. But I remember that was a really fun event that we kind of like, just like for fun, went head to head on. But she doesn't swim like she swam the 100 back a few times, which I swam. She did pretty good in that. But that was probably the only overlapping event. Yeah, the 200 fly. That's just like a core memory in my brain.
Yeah, that sounds like an epic race, but also that is correct because that is the deciding event, whether you can swim 200 fly or not. That's great. I remember the last time I was there, you all were doing some sort of underwater thing in the well. And one of you went really fast. I think it might have been you.
Yeah.
And yeah, Noelle was like, can we get a second watch on that? I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So that's my memory of you all, of your sibling rivalry, but
yeah,
that's super cool. So moving forward, obviously we've got trials coming up in Indy in, I don't know, four weeks. It's soon. Do you have any meets between now and then?
Yeah, we actually have a little tri meet coming up next week. IU is hosting it. I think it's between Louisville and Kentucky. So they're just coming in. I could be wrong on that. It's definitely like a smaller meet, pretty low key. So I'm in some off events, just to get a little bit more exposure racing, have some fun with my team. And then after that, just kind of nailing it down, kind of focusing on training until trials. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like the next weekend is the time to race and then shut it down, get a few weeks of taper or whatever you want to call it in. And then coming off of these last two meets, how are you feeling heading into trials? Do you know your event schedule and do you have any specific goals?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited for it. Like I've been saying earlier, I've just been kind of gaining confidence coming off of these meets and being more consistent in practices and stuff. And I think it's starting to pay off now. And I remember at the beginning after NCAAs, I was sitting down with my coaches and they were trying to like walk me through some goals to have for like the end of summer and like for like trials and stuff. And I told them that I wanted to make an international meet. This is like the year of like many qualifying meets for like internationally. And I told them, I want to make an international meet, whether that's Pan American Games, that's the European Championships, or Worlds. And they're like, okay, like we can work with that. I can work with that. Like, let's just like swim these meets, see where it takes me. So then, the two free kind of came around and I dropped a pretty good time in that. And so I think it's I don't think it's necessarily reshaped my goals. I still want to make an international meet. I just think like I can shoot a little bit higher with that. And I think making Worlds is like nothing out of my zone. I definitely think that I'm capable of making that meet. And I think it would be like the best opportunity and the best, like, thing to come from all of this, like training and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you been to a trials meet before? Were you there in Greensboro last year? Were you at OTs in Omaha a couple years ago? And just how do you feel like, if so, how do you feel like that experience is going to carry over into this trials, especially knowing that it is in your favorite pool at the Nat?
Yeah, I was at Greensboro trials last year, and I think it was a little bit different atmosphere than what I'm kind of expecting Indianapolis to be this year. I wasn't really focused on anything like too specific last year. And I was just kind of going to see like where my long course was taking me for the summer. Just because like my bigger meet was nationals at the end of the summer in Irvine. And so I just kind of like treated that meet as like just another long course focus meet, just like see what you can do. Not too high of goals, not too high of stakes. And I was at wave, I was at Olympic trials. I think it was wave one. I think that's like the smaller wave. Cause they split it up into two, and that meet was, I was still on club then. And that meet was just, it was crazy. Like the exposure coming from that meet, cause I'd never really been at like a high pressured meet like that much. And that was just kind of like my first rodeo with the big lights and the people and, just kind of like competing in a pool that was not like familiar with me. And I think that kind of like sparked my interest in like wanting to be motivated into like making these like higher level meets. And so, yeah, back to trials last year, it was just kind of like a lower level focus meet. And then obviously like my events like this year have kind of like reshaped my whole idea of like trials and stuff and kind of where it can take me and just kind of going from there. Yeah. So
I really am bummed that they're not doing wave one and wave two for Olympic trials again this time. I know it's in a football stadium, so that's probably would be harder to do, but I really liked wave one and wave two. I liked that format, and wave one was such a cool, unique experience. It's even Olympic trials is such a unique experience in and of itself, but the wave one specifically was like, okay, we've really never seen something like this before. And it was really cool for the swimmers there to get that kind of exposure. But
yeah,
anyway,
especially like the first and second people like being able to proceed to like wave two, that was really fun. One of my teammates, and she's like my best friend, Christina Pagel, I remember she made it to wave two and she was doing her little interview, and I just remember watching her. I was like, that is so cool, like I want to do that. But yeah, I just remember that being really cool.
It was cool. Yeah. I mean, I remember doing those interviews and just, I, you know, at the time I didn't know any of those names, but it's pretty funny that if you look 2 years later, like a lot of those names, you know, have ascended and have evolved into, you know, bigger players than they were at wave one, which is pretty neat. So, going into Indy, do you have your event schedule mapped out? Do you know what you're swimming?
I'm still kind of narrowing it down a little bit, but I'm definitely going to be swimming the 200 free, the 100 free, the 100 back, but the 200 free, 200 back are back to back. So I think I'm going to enter the 200 back, just to see, but as the meet comes closer, I don't think I'm going to end up swimming that just because it's right after the 200 free. And, if I hopefully, you know, make it into the A final and the 200 free, if all goes well, I'll probably just end up not swimming that event. Mm-hmm.
You have a fifth event that you'd ever swim at a long course meet?
Yeah, probably the 50 free. The 50 free is always like, I don't know, it's always just a hit or miss. I like it, yeah, though.
It's the last day too, right?
Yeah. Yep. I think I'll probably enter that. Yep. So 50, 100, 200 free, 100 back.
Gotcha. That seems like a good event lineup. Well, cool. Anna, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and chat. It's been great talking with you for the last half an hour.
Yeah, thank you.
Any parting thoughts for our audience before we sign off?
I'll probably just say always be smiling on deck. You know, you never know when your teammates are going through a hard practice or something, and you know, always smiling and laughing can always cheer people up and kind of shape people to have a good practice and be more consistent, I guess. But I just want to say thank you so much for having me on here, and I've really enjoyed it too. So.
You've been listening to the Swim Swam podcast. Stay tuned for new episodes every week. You can take Swim Swam podcast on the go by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. Look for links in the description below, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more videos as well.